Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I'm continuing my 2016 predictions. As you know, every year for the last 15, now 16 years, I've been making predictions for what was going to happen in the coming year, and as I mentioned earlier, at the end of the year, I reconcile these. I'll come back in 10, 11 and a half months, and I'll go over what I'm telling you now, and we'll just determine what happened, and I'll give myself a score. So here's number 10. I in the previous segment, I covered the first nine of my prediction. Here's number 10. Due to the sustained price decline in crude oil, Putin with Russia and the mullahs, the leaders of Iran, will become more desperate and dangerous, using nationalism to distract citizens from their declining economies. Now think about this, folks. The Iranian and the Russian economy are almost completely dependent upon the price of oil. So as the price of oil goes down, their revenue goes down. And one of the ways that they fight off internal turmoil from people being hungry and having no opportunity is by making them feel proud to be whoever they are with some of the military stuff that they're doing. Now, Iran is already doing this. They're already doing it with Saudi Arabia over the weekend. So some of these things I'm predicting have come to pass since I wrote them. Iran's issue right now with Saudi Arabia is an example. So look for these, unfortunately, look for Putin and Iran to cause trouble this year. Number 11, in an unprecedented response to ISIS, moderate Muslims around the globe will denounce intolerance and violence in the name of their religion in more actively claiming their role as the 21st century stewards of Islam. I believe that Muslims, moderate Muslims, tolerant Muslims, can go no longer without coming out of the woodwork and denouncing all forms of this radical jihad, this radical Islam, this hateful, murderous strain of Islam. They've got to be more open, and they've got to fight it themselves, and they've got to denounce it themselves, and they've got to do it this year. And that's my prediction. Number 12. You will hear more about blockchains and distributed ledger technology applications disconnected from Bitcoin. Okay, folks, this is very complicated stuff, but it's the future of currency and capital management. So all I want you to do is I want you just to become aware of the concepts, of the names, of the term blockchains and distributed ledgers. Now, Bitcoin is just one of the applications of blockchains and distributed ledgers. Bitcoin is one of the products that uses, one of the applications that uses this technology. But but you'll hear more about it from banks primarily. Banks are going to eventually get into managing their business with blockchains and distributed ledgers. More and more of you and I in our lifetime, maybe not mine, but probably you younger folks for sure, distributed ledgers will be part of your everyday life. So just get started paying attention and learning about it, and you'll thank me later. Okay, number 13, a mere shadow of its former self, Obamacare will continue to collapse under its own structural defects, causing the president's namesake policy to go from legacy icon to caricature. It's already been changed 37 times, the Obama administration has had to change it like 37 times because it just was totally dysfunctional. It's not, it doesn't even look like it did when it started out now. And it's going to continue to collapse under its own structural defect. And it will not be a good mark on the president's legacy over in history. Number 14, already referred to by pundits as the lawless president. In his last year, Obama will increase his assault on the Constitution with more unprecedented and now more desperate executive orders, executive actions. As you know, no president has ever done, has ever assaulted the Constitution as much as this president has. And he's going to do more of them because now he's in his last year. And a lot of the things he's going to do, nobody can unwind them because by the time they get him to court, he'll be out of office. So he'll be very busy with his pen this year. And number 15, his newest constitutional assault will be on the 17th Amendment. Now, I wrote this over a week ago. I made these predictions over a week ago. They're just now being published. And, of course, as you know, the president has already made that prediction come true with his recent announcements about gun control, some of the things he's trying to do. Okay, going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I've got the rest of my predictions to run by you, and I'll do those right after this break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Pretty eyes. Smile. You're merry music,
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.